Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the weekly Angel Healing House radio program, now in its 11th year. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walking experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon international bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Welcome back to my regular listeners, my followers. It's lovely to be in your energies once more, and thank you so much for following and also recommending this inspirational and motivational Blog Talk Radio show to others. A big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, for those who are new, through my full-time business, Angel Healing House, which I created way back in 2003, I'm a Reiki master teacher, having taught and attuned hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners and master teachers around the world. I'm an intuitive counselor, channel, clairvoyant tarot card reader, and I offer energy clearing not only for clients, but also on buildings, businesses, and homes. I do past life clearings and, of course, those extraordinarily restorative and recharging Reiki energy sessions. I'm the author, as I mentioned, of several Amazon international best-selling books, like One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, where I received this lovely review for this book. And this person writes, "This enlightened story reveals what happens in the afterlife and what happens between incarnations. From the beginning to the end, this delightful book will captivate you, and you won't be able to put it down. Claire Candy's skillful writing makes you feel like you are part of the story. You are right there with her experiencing her past lives. Her words jump off the pages and into your soul. It was enriching to watch her unfold her spiritual truth. This is a fascinating story she shares from her heart and with love. I highly recommend this insightful book," and that comes from Nicole in California. If you are interested in any of my books and booking any of my services, please do call Angel Healing House, and that number is 831-277-3716. and that is Pacific Standard Time, as we are in Los Angeles, California. Or you can always visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. I'd like to send a big thank you to all those who have made donations to my PayPal account for my free weekly content. You know, perhaps you've received a free mini angel reading, and if you'd like to make a donation, I've left my PayPal link along with my contact details in the description box down below. I see that we have several callers on the line. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. If you are new to the channel, I do start taking calls around 20, 25 minutes past the hour. But I'd also like to send a big thank you to all who wished me happy birthday last week. I love our Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio community that we have created over the past 11 years. So let's do as we do every week and investigate the astrological heavens to see what planetary energies are affecting all of us. Big news this week, drum roll please, is that Pluto came out of retrograde and it has turned direct. And that means that what was hidden from us will be revealed and will help us to receive clarity. Now, this happened on the same day as the Aries full moon, October 9th. Now, in addition, the moon is conjunct Chiron, and Chiron is the wounded healer. And with Chiron's influence, there just might be some old wounds which may pop up in order to be healed now. If you're finding that you're being a bit more fiery and feisty than usual, perhaps a bit more triggered, don't blame it on the bossa nova, don't blame it on the base, or anything other than that powerful, fiery, full moon, because it brought in powerful transformational energies. This massive transformational energy, it's burning away anything that is keeping us stuck. This letting go is aiding us in releasing any energy or focus on what we do not wish to see in the world and encouraging us to put all our focus on creating what we do wish for our world to look like. Hence the title of today's program, Create, Create, Create. The funny thing is that the more we put our attention on creating in the present moment, we then open ourselves to channel and allow these divine energies to flow through us. This adjusts all other energies to come into healing alignment with ease and with grace. Then, in a few days' time, the sun will make its annual alignment with Arcturus and will be entering the Arcturus Gateway from October 16th through the 19th. You know, Arcturus is one of the brightest stars in the heavens. It's associated with abundance, and we get to receive and be showered with its amazing energies. Because of its brightness, it was said to have helped many to set a course in the sky when navigating across the oceans. It's a very lucky star, emitting the frequency of prosperity, and it brings forth a time when our hard work, our diligence and determination will be rewarded. This energy, like that of the Arcturian race, is light and joyful. It encourages us to be conscious of staying completely in our joy, especially by passionately creating. With all this happening and several retrograde planets like Pluto, Saturn, and Mercury turning direct, and let's not forget the energies of the incoming eclipses, October will be ripe for powerful, massive change to happen. But wait, there's more. Uranus and Saturn are square, and this always, always brings in unexpected, big changes. But with the massive amount of light that is now pouring onto our beloved planet, this time those changes will be positive ones. Now, in the past, there have been many, many people in the collective who have become awakened to realizing the massive extent of just how much we have been betrayed and lied to in almost every aspect of our lives. You know, when some have realized the massive extent of betrayal, many have gone through the 5 stages of grief, which are, when we find out just how massive it is, many might start off with denial. And then when that settles, they become very angry. Then there's a stage of bargaining. And then there's a stage of depression. And finally, the stage of acceptance. Now, having raged and railed against the lies and corruption, many are now finding themselves no longer triggered and bitter, but they find themselves at a place of peace and acceptance. You know, I equate this with the energy that one carries after they've been through a war. And believe me, what we have been through on this planet is a spiritual war. And while this energy of going through this experience does not define a person, they are forever changed by it on some level. You know, once we've gone through those 5 stages of grief and arrive at acceptance, I always thought that there should have been a 6th stage after acceptance, which is to rebuild by creating and creating what we do want. With the shifting of consciousness, many are realizing that it's up to each and every one of us to create the kind of world that we wish to inhabit, knowing that we are powerful, sovereign, multidimensional beings with divine eternal natures. We then begin to guide our lives, creating and doing what we love. And you know, everyone, it can be anything. I have clients using this spiritual knowledge to foster and rescue dogs. Others use their innate gifts to invent ways to clean up the environment, the land, the sea, and air. Others contribute by painting, composing music, working with children. The list is endless as our imaginations. Everything we do in the higher dimension is motivated by our joy, our passion, and our excitability in creating. Personally, I do this through writing books, writing my radio programs, and I am finishing up a monumental project of creating my own tarot card deck and the 250-page book that will be sold with it. Yes, I will still see clients as I have done for the past 20 years for intuitive counseling, past life clearing, teaching Reiki, but my abundance and prosperity comes through the joy of my creating, which is the key to life in the higher dimensions. Now, the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, they're reminding all of us that each of us is a divine work of art. And as such, they wish us to practice art, music, singing, dancing, drawing, paint, sculpting, writing poems or stories to share, and not to make money. Although when we feel so joyful and passionately abundant while creating, then abundance has an amazing way to find us and is drawn to us in limitless ways. The Posse of Angels is sharing that we create not for others, but to find out what is inside of us and what makes us grow. You know, I remember years and years ago when Pete and I lived in beautiful Santa Barbara, California, there were several raging fires that were coming close to engulfing the town, and many areas were under evacuation. A client of mine is an artist, and she had very, very large paintings in her home, and she had no way to transport her large canvases with such little notice to evacuate. Looking around at endless hours of work on her walls, she told me that a sense of calm came over her. She grabbed her blank canvases, which were rolled up, and her art supplies, and she fled, leaving her paintings behind. It was in that moment that she understood that her gift was in the very act of channeling and creating these works, and not what happened to them afterwards. She shared with me that with canvases and brushes, she could go on to create more, and that was life for her. This artist understood that the reward is not in the selling of her art. but it is in the creation of it, because it is a gift that God has given her. God has seeded this in her soul, and she is giving to herself by nurturing it. And having gone through those five stages of grief, clearing us to see almost everything about our former way of living on this planet as it's being dismantled, this posse of angels is saying that it is time to rebuild. And we do that by creating and doing what we absolutely love doing. Now, fortunately, this is something that we do not have to figure out, as it is something that's been already seeded in our heart to bring forth, regardless of certification, money, fame, or recognition. You know, at this time of creation and rebuilding, many find that they have a change in their perceptions, a change in their attitudes, that anything and everything is possible now. It could be a change in a desire, could be a change in a dream that you wish to fulfill that may have previously, you may not have dared to even think that this was possible. Maybe you're feeling the urge to create something absolutely brand new. These internal feelings about change are perfectly timed because our first step now in creating our desired futures is to revel in imagining and feeling and dreaming. And the what we will be imagining, well, that will be different for each one of us. Because in the past, so much of the world was just not ready to shift. It did seem like a dream or a project, an idea that we may have had just wouldn't get off the ground. And many of us experienced a great deal of frustration. So we just abandoned those endeavors and thought, oh, well, that's not going to happen. But the posse of angels want us to be very observant in the present magical moment. And these new transformative energies will now help many of us to see the support and the recognition for all our diligence, determination, and our hard efforts. The posse of angels wish for us to remember that when we are making movement to creating something that we love, something that excites us, we cannot make a mistake. Cultivate what you love and wish to create. And by taking inspired, passionate, excited, joyful action towards it, you will be amazed at what comes back to you and how much your outer world changes. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Now that we're halfway through October, we will, at the end of the year, be finishing up our 11th year. I never in my wildest dreams thought when I created this beautiful radio program of motivation and inspiration, direction and clarity on January of 2012, that we would still be just as passionate and just as excited in this 11th year that we are about to finish up in 2022. If you're interested in any of my services, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And for my books, they can be purchased through Angel Healing House. If you want to give them as a gift, we do have the upcoming holiday season coming. And if you order them through Angel Healing House, I can autograph them to a loved one, a family member, a friend. But if you order them, they can also be ordered on Amazon in print or as an ebook. And if you love listening to audiobooks, they can be purchased and downloaded on audible.com. Without further ado, if you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. We have lots of callers on the line. Let's go to our first caller, 312. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 312.
Hi, my name is Craig, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Great to speak to you again.
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you again. And since we have this title of this program today, Create, 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 Rebuilding a New Era of Life on Our Beautiful Planet, what are you creating?
New opportunities of growth and wealth for me. I'm looking to start my own business next year.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds so exciting. Well, the Posse of Angels are saying you are ahead of the game because you are putting your passion and your excitability, your enthusiasm ahead of anything else. And you're doing it. You're doing it because you are intuitively led to do it. And that means you're already ahead of the game because what's going to come as a result of that will be rewards.
Wonderful.
So that's absolutely wonderful. Did you have a question today, Craig?
Yes, I do. I was calling because I was thinking about my old job today and the wonderful people that I work with, and I really truly miss them. I was let go back in June. Never got a really explanation as to why I was let go. But I accepted it and moved on. I just want to know, how's my old boss doing and how's my old coworkers? I just want to see if you could just pull up the energy because I truly miss them.
Oh, okay. That's a lovely feeling of missing them. You know, if somebody is usually let go of a job, they feel some animosity, you know, rather than if they left the job themselves. And they're saying that there is something inside of you that knows that it was time for you to leave that job. Because if you did not leave that job, there is part of you that wouldn't have been free to create your own business. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying. And so... you know, you weren't bitter about it. Yes, you do miss the people, but in your heart of hearts, Craig, you know that when we leave something, it's often because we outgrow this and because Spirit has co-created something better for us. Now, what initial is does your boss have? Let's look into your boss, your former boss. What's the initial of his first name?
Oh, sorry. Her first name is H.
Okay, let's just do H first. How is she doing? You know, the funny thing about it is they're saying she's doing very well, but that she thinks about you often. And this is not in a romantic sense. This is a sense of a soulmate connection. And she admired your characteristics and your personality, and she thinks fondly of you. Isn't that lovely? There's a kindness there and a generosity that I'm an energy. Have you phoned her?
No, I have not. We really didn't talk much before I left. The way things ended, it was not that good because she didn't want me to say goodbye to anybody, and that's been kind of lingering in my heart since then. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to the people and the people who I served.
That's a shame. That is a shame because, you know, in many ways you feel like you haven't had closure. But they're saying that these other people admired you like her, you know, they admired your personality and your characteristics. And if you feel led to call somebody, then just, you know, call and say, hey, you came to mind, or shoot them a text or something. You came to mind, and, you know, I'd love to catch up sometime, you know, because sometimes, well, all the time, spirit works in very strange ways, and somebody comes to mind through our, it's funny, they come to our mind through our hearts, and maybe they have information for you that will help you along your path to your new business. You never know where things are going to lead. And the more we, you know, we cut ourselves off from taking that inspired action, the more that, you know, we cut off possibilities to help us along our path. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. But I do get a lovely feeling from your former boss, H, and these other people. And there's no animosity, you know. They think of you fondly. And maybe some of them would really love to hear from you. How are you going? Just, you know, just to pick up and have a chat. The card that's coming out for you here is the Seven of Wands. Now, this is a card of standing up for yourself, but it's also a card of standing up for, you know, where you're intuitively led. And don't try to figure things out. Next card is the Strength card. You know, it takes it in our world, in the way that many of us have been programmed and our beliefs, is not to stand out and not to be authentically who we are. And many times that means to go against the norm and just follow our intuition. And then the next card is the Lover's card. You know, this is being true to yourself. And, of course, you have a choice to make here. But this is... this is something that if your heart is is leading you to calling some of these people, then, you know, sort of very, very kindly, you know, just call up and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, and it'd be lovely to connect. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Craig.
It very much has been very helpful, and I appreciate your reading on my behalf. This has been good.
All right. I'm very glad. Have fun reconnecting. That's the only thing that you can be led by, is the feeling. Feel into your heart. Feel what it would feel like to send that text. Would you feel like, ugh, I shouldn't have sent that text? Or, and now I feel good about sending that. Remember, you can't control what the response that you get. But when you send something with kindness and love and generosity and that just that sweet connection, many times we're amazed at what comes back to us. So have a beautiful, blessed day.
You too, now. You take care.
Take care. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 610. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Claire Candy. Happy birthday. It's Regina from Philadelphia.
Hello, lovely Regina. It's lovely to hear your voice. Thank you for those birthday wishes. What are you creating?
Yes.
How have you been?
I've been doing really well. Your message, I'm sure all of your callers and clients are always saying that you're speaking, your posse is speaking directly to them, even though you're delivering messages collectively for everyone. How beautiful it was. I got a lot of shift and change going on from my one-on-one. And as you know, I'm a coach and a yoga teacher. A lot of shift going on. It feels like that phase is ending, the one-on-one. And I've been creating an online, wanting to do a hybrid course, a 5 or 6 week course, coaching course, which I'm almost done completing it and getting ready to place an offer out there on social media. And I wanted to get the posse feedback on that, and let me just start there, because I know you have a list of callers. We could always do a session of something else on our otherwise.
Okay. Now this online course. They are saying that this was really monumental for you, because you got so much fruition. You're such a people person. And you never really envisaged yourself, doing something online. Not that it was not, you know, the feeling that you got from teaching and being one-on-one was something that you were holding on to. It's not like we're past use by dates or anything, but those of us who have had one-on-one clients and have noticed in the past 1, 2, 3, 5 years that the faucet is being turned off is because it's sending us into a different direction. Now, one of the directions that it sent us to is to create a presence online through a YouTube channel, through a radio show, all of those things, so that we could touch a wider audience. And certainly by doing an online course, this is a form of passive income. You set and you forget and you do that. But they're saying that there is something else that you're going to be creating. I don't know if you're doing that at the moment. You probably haven't any time to even consider that when you're birthing this online course. But there is... is something else. I'm just going to jump right in here. Have you done any public speaking?
Not necessarily other than the public speaking when I stand up as a yoga teacher, and I always have like a large audience with that. However, one thing that I've been birthing, but that's been in the process for a couple months now, happening in January of 2023, is a retreat with some women. Friends of mine, also they'll be running and hosting different modalities. I'll be teaching the yoga. That's been a concern of mine because the personalities are good, but a couple personalities are in conflict with the rest of us. So that's been a little bit of a concern. I'm not sure if that's what the posse is talking about. However, I always wanted to do something standing up speaking, and I just thought it was this online hybrid coaching course that I was going to be doing. But the posse has a bigger plan for me, it sounds like.
They have a much bigger plan for you, Regina, and it's baby steps. This retreat, and I'm just getting shivers all over, this retreat is good, they're saying. It's the next unfolding of getting you to stand up in front of a large audience and do this. But you've drawn to yourself some conflicting members because you really do have to do this on your own. This is you being booked as a speaker and to go from different venue to different venue. Because of your spiritual wisdom that you have within, and this is scaring the pants off of you on one hand, but it's something that you feel urged to do. And you will not be standing in, this is funny, that you will not be standing in front of the Etheric Council regretting that you never did this. You're inching your way. You are inching your way to this. And the retreat, they're saying, really is the first of many opportunities. Like a little inchworm. These women who might have conflicting personalities or whatever, or might, you know, they might feel like a bit of irritation there. Maybe it's just an opportunity for you to say, well, I know now that I'm to step out on my own and not in a group.
Yeah,
and it may just be as simple as that. Send what they need most, because of the irritation, is our love and our healing and our compassion, because you know that could come from abuse. It could come from hurt, abandonment, and all of those things. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. So you're getting there. You're inching there, and they're so proud of your online course. Well, here you go. You get the Eight of Cups. This is walking away from your one-on-one clients. This is walking away from that which is known and that which we got our identity from. That's what we got our security. We actually got our security from that. And when we open to release that, perfect time to release now. under all of these planetary influences, and we surrender what may have been uncomfortable for us, then what comes in is the Six of Wands, which is the victory card. You know, then we will not have any restrictions on drawing something to us that is more in alignment with where we are at the moment, where our energies are at the moment. And, oh my gosh, the next card is the Four of Wands. This is the marriage card. This is the card of the happy home card. Success. This is success for your hard work and your diligence. So they want me to look under the deck as well. And and this is the Ace of Cups. This is that fulfillment in your heart, stepping up and saying, yes, although it scares me, I know I will not be leaving this physical form without stepping into what is destined for me to be that speaker. Wow. So wonderful, absolutely wonderful cards. You're right on track.
Yes.
Don't push or try to force anything else. You know, they're, again, very proud of you for your online course. And they're saying just let that retreat unfold. And then because you're open, you'll be bringing more opportunities for yourself to speak.
Wonderful. I love you so much. Thank you to the posse, and happy birthday, Queen.
Okay, thank you so much, sweetheart. Sending big hugs and kisses. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. You know, so many of us are stepping up. So many of us are realizing that what we have done up until now was wonderful. It's not that, you know, it's being taken away from us because we're no longer good at doing it or those kind of things. It's because of our energies, and we are ready to step onto a new path. So we have these callers. Next, we have 303. Please hang on the line. Your next, 484. And 415. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. 303, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio Show. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Allison, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Allison from Florida. Have you called into the show before?
Oh, gosh. Maybe once years ago, but I don't call.
Lovely, lovely to have you call into the show. What are you creating in your life, Allison?
Well, I will say that I am trying to create a safe and affordable home space for myself.
Mm. And does that involve a move?
Well, I wish I would rather it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The house that I am renting is being sold.
Right.
And the new owners will certainly raise the rent from where it's at now. And
all right.
So I would rather not, but the reality is not in my favor. And so, and it's unfortunate because I love where I live. And the town itself is extremely expensive, so my options are really scant. So that's the situation.
Okay.
Trying to create a home, you know, but the reality is I have to prepare to move. That's the reality.
Okay. All right. The positive angels are saying that this is not for ourselves, this is not for our ego, this is for our soul's growth. When we are faced with this, you know, the building being sold and the rent going up with him, it's always for our highest good. It always is. It's always, even though we can't see it, even though we love where we live, it's always for our soul's highest growth to move us on to some place which is more beneficial for our soul, to meet new people, to learn new lessons, maybe even to be challenged a little bit, but challenges are not problems. If we can see it as a blessing to be able to be moved on, then the blessing, the feeling of being blessed with being moved on will start to create a new home for yourself that is of the high frequency, and it will be a blessing to you. We can't have in front of us that which we do not have inside of us. So don't tell the universe that your finances are scant. You say, I am always provided for in the most miraculous of ways because abundance is my nature. And in any given moment, with infinite possibilities, I am open to receive. I am open to receive. And a lot of times we cut ourselves off from the synchronicities, the serendipity, the magic and the miracles of life. Do you get, now, when you think about moving, do you think about moving in the same town or perhaps to a different city or perhaps to a different state?
I just moved to this state last year across the country. The answer to that question is easy. I picked this town where I live for many, it took, well, you know what? The answer is no, I don't want to leave the town. No, that's a hard no. It took me a year.
Okay.
Of research. And I'm retired and I have some really serious health issues to contend with as well.
Okay.
So you
say to the universe, thank you for what I've been blessed with, and I open up to receive all kinds of help from the universe because, you know, you could meet somebody who has a guest house that they're not using. You could meet somebody who has, you know, a room over, renovated room over a garage or something like that, which... You know, they didn't think that they would ever be, renting it out because it's usually for their family to come and, guests and things like that. But they take a shine to you. Maybe they're a soulmate or something like that. And then something will happen with ease and grace. But that does not happen unless we go back to the present moment and saying, this is happening for my highest good. And if it's happening, then your angels have already started to set up a new place for you and arrange the people and the circumstances to be able to come to your aid. And that comes when we feel blessed, with whatever it is in the present moment. We don't feel like a victim, and we certainly don't feel like, you know, anybody is to blame or this is happening for our detriment because it's happening. Maybe it's teaching you more faith. I mean, there's a myriad of things that could go on here. We'd be able to see that in a full reading, but for now, open yourself up to the magic of life and saying, I am worthy and I am deserving, and I open up myself to the magic of the infinite possibilities that life can offer me. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first card that's coming out for you is the wish card. Isn't that beautiful? There's only one card out of the 78 traditional tarot cards. And when this card comes out, it's make a wish. Make a wish and believe that it's already in the offing. It's already there to come true for you. We cut ourselves off from the magic of life. We cut ourselves off from the wishes to think that it with expectations and attachments as to how it needs to come in and what the certification or the experience or the money or anything, when things can find us in the most extraordinary of ways. But the next card that's coming out for you, I love this for you, is the World card. The World card is about ending a cycle. And they're saying you're ending a cycle now of looking at this perhaps through eyes of disappointment and now starting to see it as through the eyes of opportunity in order for you to be able to grow. The next card that's coming out for you is the Wheel of Fortune card, which is the card of destiny and fate. And so you open yourself up to co-create with spirit, and they really want you to look for the signs and the magic in your present moment. It can be found in anything, in license plates and music that you hear, things that you randomly see that are not so random. So the more that you engage with the magic of life, the more that you will see it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Allison.
Thank you.
Okay, you look after yourself. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 484. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio. Tell everybody your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Claire Candy. My name is Akil, and I'm calling from the Philadelphia area, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Akil. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I am very well. What have you been creating?
That's the thing. That's what I'm calling in about, is I'm kind of just all over the place and kind of struggling with what my purpose is in life and what I want to focus on. I can't seem to focus on one thing and determine what one calling I have in this thing called life. The only thing I seem to be investing in is myself, which seems to be kind of selfish.
Well, you know what? It's not self-care. It's not selfish. To put our focus on our health,
all the time.
Our well-being, our happiness, our joy, that is not selfish. That's called self-care. And the more that we can feel good within this physical vessel and give to ourselves, and not at the extent of not giving to anybody else ever again, but we then will have our vibrational frequency high, light, and clear. Now, Akil, if you know me, I am a straight shooter, and we go back way, 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 way back. The positive angels want you to know that you don't have one purpose. Nobody has one purpose. Take me, for instance. I love playing the piano. Does that mean I'm going to be a concert pianist? No. I also love drawing. Does that mean I'm going to be the next Picasso? No. I love writing and writing my books. I love my radio program. I love speaking to audiences. I come alive when I speak to audiences. Does that mean that I should do that and that exclusively? No. And they want you to do whatever your heart, it makes your heart sing. In that moment,
right.
In that moment, life was never meant to be figured out. It was meant to be experienced. And wherever your joy takes you, go there. Now, what stops
right.
a lot of people is, they try to figure this out. What is my one purpose? Your one purpose is you already did your one purpose, was to come back at this time and hold light for the planet of high vibrational frequency so it could ascend, which the planet is now ascending with all of these revelations coming out and more structures and systems are being built of light. And how you contribute to that is your pathway. Whatever you want to do, your wish is my command. That's what the posse, your angels are saying to the posse of angels. Your wish is my command. Whatever makes Akil happy. Now, as I said, I have some clients who do this by rescuing dogs. Others by, working with horses. Others by inventing things to clean up the land, the sea, and the air. Others do it by art, composing,
singing, dancing, you know, gardening, you know, tending the earth,
right.
you know, creating beautiful food, cooking, chefs, baking. It's in your hands, and you know, you and you alone know what makes you happy, Akil. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. They're so glad you called in today because, quite frankly, you were just spinning your wheels.
Yeah,
you were just spinning your wheels.
Right.
The first card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Pentacles. Your abundance is you. You. You're the abundance that you've been looking for. Do something that makes your heart sing and then give it away. Lots of people don't understand
right.
that last part of it. This is my 11th year of giving away thousands upon thousands of readings. And
yeah, it's funny that you say that because I'm sorry to interrupt, but it is funny that you say that because that is what I have been thinking more so lately is that, you know, I have found the things that I have found joy in life that I am finding myself and finding confidence and happiness, and I want to share that with people. I want to guide people and show people how to experience this because most people in life just aren't happy.
No, most people in life are unhappy because they're looking for something outside of themselves to make them happy instead of creating that which you love. I mean, it's just if you're doing something you love with great fruition, then the abundance that you feel will bring abundance to you and everyone else. Your next card is another ace. Wow, this is the Ace of Cups. I'm sorry, it's the Ace of Wands. This is a new beginning with your creative visions and your ideas and your passion and your creativity. So you got two aces, Akil. That means build it and they will come. The Ace of Pentacles and the Ace of Wands. And if you were a lottery ticket, I'd buy you because the third one you got is the Fool, which is about stepping onto a new path with so much wonderment and enchantment, and to create what you love, what makes your heart sing, and then you give it away to people. And then so many people, by me giving away this, so many people have found me and have been, the lives that have been touched by it all over the world have been extraordinary. And most of the time, I don't hear back from them. I don't have to have the recognition. But when I do hear back from them, it makes my heart sing. It makes me very happy that it's going out and it's touching others' lives. So have the strength.
Right.
Have the strength and the conviction to do what, and they want me to look on the bottom, and there's the Sun card. there's your radiance. Do what you love. Give it away, and you'll be amazed at what comes back to you. Build it, and they will come. I hope that's been helpful for you, Akil.
It has been. Thank you so very much. You spoke to me in many ways. Happy
okay.
birthday.
Well, you have an thank you, sweetheart. Have an absolute blessed day. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Same to you. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. It's 6.5 minutes, 415. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne, and I'm now visiting Colorado.
Oh, hi, Anne from Colorado. What are you creating?
Definitely everything. I'm creating every month. I'm kind of in a new space and a lot this year. I've been creating all year.
Okay. Is this a permanent move to Colorado?
No. I'm house-sitting, and the energy is so different here. I'm in northwest Colorado, and
yeah.
It's just lovely. A lot of orchards, and something about it, the energy is a lot more intense in New Mexico, and here it's just a lot like a cool breeze. It's just like a soft blanket, and I've just been sleeping a lot. So I guess it's better to enjoy it, you know, not resist it. But I feel like, you know, like when Dorothy ran through the poppy fields in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I just feel like, oh, take it over by this very nice, relaxing part where I'm in right now.
The Posse of Angels is saying you might even consider moving there.
It is a very different feeling. Yeah.
Go on.
That's why I'm doing this house sitting. It gives me the opportunity to see all different areas.
Yes. They're saying it suits you. It suits you.
Yeah.
You needed to go to Mexico for that was like a bunny hop almost. But now you're ready. Now you're ready to consider moving. What was your question today?
I'm ready for move. I'm ready for what's next.
Okay, let's go to the tides and see what comes out. Okay, all right. They're on it like a dog on a bone. You get the victory card. Yes,
Woo!
You're moving. Yes, you're moving. What's that?
The chariot?
No, this is the Six of Wands. The Six of Wands.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I like that. And you must be psychic. You are. The next card is the chariot.
Oh, no way.
It is. And they have, and horses are about movement and personal power in the tarot. You've got on my deck, there's a horse, a white horse on that Six of Wands. And of course the chariot, we have the two Pegasus, the black and the white horses. This is amazing. And the next card, you can't make this stuff up, is the Knight of Wands. That's the travel and the moving card. All right. They're saying in 2003, and I'm just getting shivers all up and down my legs, your angels are already preparing a place for you to live in Colorado.
Wow.
And that's why this job has come up. They're saying, once again, it suits you to a T. And it will open up new opportunities for you. So how wonderful.
Wow.
I'm so happy for you. I hope that's been helpful.
And hot springs, I stayed the night. I was soaking in the sulfur hot springs, and I had just crazy dreams. Crazy good dreams. So I think something about hot springs as well is important for me to be in that water.
Yes, they like that. Oh my gosh, the pendulum swinging way, way back and forth.
Yay.
Yes, they like hot springs for you. So I'm sending you so much love, and keep us informed of where you're going.
Wow, thank you so much. I'm like,
okay,
my neck is sweating right now. So yeah, that was big.
Okay, well, take care, Anne. I'm sending you lots of love.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye. And that just about wraps the show for today. Thank you so much to all my callers. Thank you so much to all my listeners and for liking and following and recommending this show to others. Remember that Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're interested in any of my services, past life clearing, Reiki restorative healing sessions, angel tarot card readings, intuitive counseling, all of those things, please do go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And that number to call in is 831-277-3716. And remember, that's Pacific Standard Time, as we are in Santa Monica, California. Everyone, please do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Happy rest of October as we're coming to the midpoint now. And I'm wishing you love and, as always, angel blessings. And have a fantastic week. I'm looking forward to speaking with you once again next week. Bye, everyone.